Daily Rest, Tuesday, April 18th, 2023. This week's theme is Resurrection Witnesses. The women said among themselves, "Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away. They saw a young man clothed in a long white robe, sitting on the right side. He said to them, "You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. Go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee." Ordinary believers with an extraordinary Savior. We may feel a disconnect with individuals in the recorded history of the Bible. I could never be as faithful as Abraham. I don't have anywhere near the courage of Joshua or Paul. Mark's inspired Easter account helps us to set aside such thoughts. He opens our eyes to see how the first Easter believers are just like you and me. The women had a conversation on the way to the tomb and wondered, "How are we going to get into the tomb?" It was a question of circumstance. These were ordinary women on the way to an ordinary task. The exceptionalism wasn't in the women. It was in the empty tomb and the Savior who once had lain there. The angel's message to tell the disciples is not unique to Mark's account, but the addition, "and Peter," is. All of the disciples were sad and fearful, but Peter bore a unique burden because he had denied Jesus 3 times. Peter was an ordinary, flawed, sinful man who needed an extra measure of good news because of the weight of his sin. Ordinary women discussing an earthly circumstance discovered glorious news that dissolved their earthly problems into thin air. Jesus is alive. A sinful man, feeling the burden of his sin, was reassured by his Savior's messenger. Jesus is alive. Like the women, we have earthly problems. Like Peter, we stumble and sin. The good news is, Jesus is alive. Your sins are forgiven. He lives to silence all my fears. He lives to wipe away my tears. He lives to calm my troubled heart. He lives all blessings to impart. He lives all glory to his name. He lives, my Jesus, still the same. Oh, the sweet joy this sentence gives. I know that my Redeemer lives. The Lutheran Hymnal, 200, verses 5 and 8. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org. Gethsemane Lutheran Church is a member congregation of the CLC. Our website is gethsemaneclc.org.